Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and happy hump day to you. Steve Miggs, I'm not sure how much police activity you ever see down in your neck of the woods in the South End in the mornings, but I see like next to none.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Same here.
There's never any cops out. It's like a lawless society. Everybody's going, you know, 70, 80 miles an hour. This morning, though, there was like significant police activity happening throughout my commute south, all in northbound I-5.
Do you want to just pull over and find out what's going on?
Yes. I was like, can anyone give me the scoop? There was something going on in Smoky Point, something happening in Marysville, something in Everett, Linwood. It was just exciting out there today.
I feel like with the way technology is, eventually this is going to happen, whether it's like artificial intelligence will make it happen or if someone's just going to have that kind of time. I know there's like their scanner websites and things like that, but it'd be great to be able to like take a picture of whatever's going on, like upload it, be like, what the hell is going on right now? And it gives you like, oh, this person just got pulled over for speeding, or this person is, you know, wanted by the FBI, whatever it is. But like, I don't know, whenever I see police activity, it's just like there's like a feeling of like, I need closure.
I want the tea. I want the dirt. Tell me what that person did.
I don't recommend pulling over and going up to the officer like, hey, what's going on over here, guys?
Can I borrow you for like 3 seconds? It's all about me right now.
That'd be funny if you got like a fake badge and you're like, I'm here to just like survey the situation, make sure you guys are doing it right.
Detective Daly, reporting for duty.
Nobody would believe that.
Not at all. Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And today, I think this is a day that a lot of people have a massive fear about. But today, it's Freedom from Fear of Speaking Day.
Okay.
So maybe just stand up in your office and say, I got something to say, everybody. Yeah. And crack like a good dad joke.
Face your fears.
Yes. I still like love seeing like our daughter Tatum. Like she does so many things in front of a crowd. Like at church, she'll like, they're like, who wants to lead prayer? And she raises her hand. So of course they're like, yeah, go ahead. Little 5-year-old leading
grabs
prayer.
Grabs the microphone, ready to go.
And the things she's praying for are very comical. Like her dogs, her dolls, her this, her that, her dinner. And typically, like, everyone that's there is just like, yeah, we were totally vibing with what your daughter was putting down. But I'm like, I hope that she keeps that confidence to be able to speak in front of people, because that is a scary thing.
Big fear for a lot of people.
How are you guys with speaking in front of a small crowd? Because you are.
I did, like, you know, the public speaking in college and whatnot, but it was, you know, 10 people, and I froze up.
Yeah.
However, if it's a million people out at White River or something like that, in.
Dude, I always say, like, I remember, like, when I got to do the stage introduction for Metallica at Lumen Field, and people were like, was that scary? I'm like, for some reason, it's not. Yeah, there's like 60,000 people, but, like, it's just a bunch of faceless.
Sure.
People, like a sea of people, like I kind of look past them, although I made it a point to kind of like look at the crowd and absorb it, because I'm when am I ever going to get this opportunity again? But then if we go speak at like Mercer Island High School, where there's like 15 kids, I'm like ready to go. I might need to wear adult diapers.
I will say the most terrifying and most difficult public speaking I ever did was for a seventh grade class, a career day. And I was like, these kids hate me. I hate it here. I want to go home. They don't care. No one's asking questions. It was very embarrassing.
That's kind of how it was when we spoke at a high school. There was a moment in my head that was like, just curse everybody out. They clearly don't care.
Yeah.
Like, you effers don't understand that we're here to try and help you. And there you are playing on your cell phones.
How dare you.
Looking disinterested like I would look if I was you. All right. Hey, let's talk about the Mariners. Actually, let's not. It was a tough game yesterday. They didn't end up winning. They ended up losing 6-3. The only bright spot was Randy Arozarena once again. Home run, another hit as well. So hopefully that means that his slump is now officially done after a couple home runs the night before. He had another home run, but no home runs from Cal Raleigh yesterday. So I guess it's a massive letdown.
How dare he?
They're back at it again today. I know. How rude of him.
Come on, Cal.
33 is not enough.
Do what you're getting paid for. The Seattle Kraken have signed veteran goaltender Matt Murray to a one-year, $1 million deal. And this will strengthen
a center.
It up. Yeah, right. Look at us. We're making good choices.
Maybe they'll play him at center.
Sounds like that could be very helpful. But he is coming off a very strong AHL season with the Toronto Marlies. He is recovering from hip surgery, brings a lot of experience to the table. So hopefully this is a good move.
I mean, he did win a couple cups with the Pittsburgh Penguins. I think when he's on, that just sounds so stupid. When he's on, he's on. And when he's not, he's not. But
really?
I mean, but like legit, like he's good for a couple games and then he just gives you a clunker. He's very. Oh. So, I mean, they have another Philip Grubauer maybe on their hands.
Perfect.
Who they're keeping.
Yeah, it's weird times right now.
You know, I'm willing to give it a shot. I mean, I do like the fact that the new coach is saying, hey, our new goalie coach, I think, can do wonders, and the new GM as well. They're all like, we think he could do wonders for Philip Grubauer. And the bar is set kind of low now. So
It sure is.
So maybe he will turn things around. But we said that last year, and we said that the year before. Hey, let's move on to something that we can all get excited about, and that is donuts. Ooh. Voodoo Donuts continues their expansion here in Washington State as they're going to be opening up a location in downtown Bellevue, which will be taking over the former Rudy's Barbershop. So if you want to get yourself some of those quirky donuts that Voodoo Donuts is known for, that's going to be happening relatively soon. Crazy to think that at one point they were just a Portland place, and now they're here in Washington in a couple spots. I think they're also in Florida. And a couple other states as well.
Man, their bacon maple bar like changed my life.
Really?
Oh my god! I was like, because I'm a salty sweet girl. You know, I like a little savory, a little sweet, and that I'm like, this scratches every itch.
Have you stopped at the one on Capitol Hill yet?
Not yet. Is there always a line around the corner?
No, it's not that bad. No.
Right, well, that's good.
For a donut that changed your life, I'm shocked you haven't gone there at least once.
Well, how do you feel about this chain expansion? Little Woody's is expanding to Tacoma. They have a new location going in the Stadium District early next year. They were named Washington's best burger by Reader's Digest last year. And so this is kind of a big deal for the South End.
It's been a minute since I've had a Little Woody's burger, but I can confirm their burgers are amazing.
Oh, yes.
And that's awesome that they're going to be now in Tacoma as well. And it looks like Red Lobster is going to be coming. I know that they were dealing with some bankruptcy stuff, but
didn't Flavor Flav save them from that?
Well, I mean, he's trying. That's for sure. It looks like he might be. That and a former P.F. Chang's CEO is also taking over, and they're going to give it another whirl again. So hopefully we'll be seeing more Red Lobsters. I used to love going to Red Lobster.
Oh, it was the best.
It was life-changing, some would say.
Some would say that.
Hey, as far as weather, in a high of 75 degrees, it's going to be a nice, clear day today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
Green Day invited a fan up on stage to play a song with them, but then they ended up kicking him off the stage because he decided to play another band's song.
What the f***?
Exactly. You're going to hear what happened at 6:20.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Green Day was playing a show in Luxembourg, and Billie Joe Armstrong decided to invite a young fan up on stage. That fan was being tasked with performing Good Riddance, Time of Your Life.
Which usually, but Green Day does that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't always do Time of Your Life. Isn't it usually like they do that Operation Ivy cover?
They did. Honestly, Steve, they've done so many different ones. And honestly, on their last tour, they didn't even do the guitar thing. They just had somebody come up and sing with them.
Okay. So it's case by case.
It changes up. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So the start of the performance with the fan was a little bit rocky. And then that person ended up playing a totally different song that was not a Green Day song at all. That would be Oasis Wonderwall.
So you'll hear the, I have a couple of clips. So we had the first clip is of the kid trying, I guess, playing the song. And I think he's trolling them or having fun. But you could hear Green Day's trying to do Good Riddance. And Billy's just like, he's like moving his head like, come on, man. Get on target. Like, you're not doing it right. But then I think eventually Billy Joe realizes that this kid's just kind of trolling him.
Thank you.
At that moment, Billy takes the guitar away from the kid, and the kid's just like awkwardly standing there, like, "That's it. That's all I'm gonna get." And then a roadie comes over and kind of grabs him by the arms, like, "It's time to go."
Nope.
Yeah,
it's pretty great. The best part though that I saw was that Liam Gallagher of Oasis reposted the clip and said, "Best song of the night."
Oh. Okay, I'm buying an Oasis ticket just for that.
Oh my gosh, it was so great, great.
I saw somebody in the comments was kind of like said something to the extent of the reason why it angered or just pet peeve to Billy Joe was that there was a lawsuit once between Oasis and Green Day. Is that true?
I don't even know.
Somebody said that like that. I was reading it on the internet. I was like, oh, maybe Danny knows because he knows Green Day, but maybe he's not keeping up with the legal battles that Green Day has.
I mean, if there were two bands that like can, you know, get involved in a little bit of drama, it's certainly Oasis and Green Day. So
yeah,
not surprised.
Or at least like maybe there's like an accusation that Green Day kind of lifted the guitar riff. Did you find something?
Yeah, it's saying that they basically ripped off Wonderwall with Boulevard of Broken Dreams. But there was never like an official formal lawsuit. There was just a beef because Noel Gallagher didn't like Green Day.
Ah, okay.
Drama, drama, drama.
I'll be honest though, I remember when I first heard Boulevard of Broken Dreams, I did think that it had a little bit of a similar vibe. Not to the point where a lawsuit is necessary. I think it just falls into one of those, the chord progressions kind of lead your hand to go in that direction.
Sure.
But it did have a little bit of a Wonderwall vibe.
Hmm. I disagree, and yeah. I hate Oasis, so I don't understand why anyone likes that band.
What the f***?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Thank you, Billy Joe.
Billy Joe Armstrong both.
So no Green Day Oasis tour coming up anytime in the near future.
No. And I, you know, anyone who's like, I've seen some people like posting about like, they're going to go see the reunited Oasis. And I'm like, why? Why would you want to listen to that trash?
Dude, I have a friend that's flying.
I know.
Granted. He even jokes me like, I didn't realize they were going to come to the States. Otherwise,
oh,
I would.
No.
He got impulsively bought the flight to England or wherever it is, got tickets, spent a pretty penny. And then they announced that they're doing some like U.S. dates as well. And he's like, I would have just went to New York. It would have been a lot cheaper. But at the end of the day, you're going to England.
He's going to have the best time.
Yeah.
Ever. Well, based on that fan totally punking Green Day by playing Oasis on stage, what concert memory will you never forget? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us what is that one concert memory that will live with you forever. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take your calls after Metallica.
The Daily Mix Show.
What is that one concert memory that you will just never, ever forget? Call now and tell us all about it. 206-803-ROCK. Mariah, you're in Mill Creek this morning. What's that one concert memory that you'll never forget?
I went to Sum 41's last concert in Seattle, and I got the golden ticket package, so I got the really cool stuff that got shipped later. It got shipped like a month out after the concert. It came with boxing gloves with their logo design, a robe, and a signed poster.
That's awesome. But,
the concert itself was my first mosh pit, so that was an experience itself.
Did you sustain any mosh pit injuries?
Did you end up getting hurt in the mosh pit?
It was interesting. I didn't realize like people would mash around in a circle and kind of be as chaotic. Like I figured jumping around and knocking into each other, but not getting moved around the whole floor.
Hey, Mariah, I do have a question for you because you said that that was your first concert. That was Sum 41's last concert in the Pacific Northwest. So I got to imagine that's what inspired you. You went like, I got to see this band before they call it quits. But what? How come you hadn't seen a concert before then?
Oh, it wasn't my first concert. It was just my first mosh pit.
Oh, okay. Nice. My bad.
Have you been in a mosh pit since then?
No, and I don't think I ever will.
Yeah, it's been it's been over 10 years since I've been in a mosh pit, and I'm cool.
Retired, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, like it was fun while it lasted.
206-803-ROCK. Thomas in Marysville, what's that one concert memory that you will never forget?
It was 2005 in Las Vegas at the Thomas and Mack Center. It was Hoobastank, Story of the Year. POV, that's when we are the youth of the nation. They filled the entire stage with kids. And then the main show was Linkin Park.
Oh.
And it was the first time I've ever seen a band do an 8-song encore.
Wow.
And my favorite moment was when they put Chester Bennington on a bench with a spotlight and fake snow, and he sang My December.
Okay. Oh.
That's pretty magical.
Although that got me thinking that like POD, when they had that Youth of a Nation, they could have done like a daycare kind of a thing. Like, hey, come to the concert, bring your kid, and we'll watch your kid, and then we'll also bring him up on stage to sing Youth of a Nation.
Perfect.
So it's a win-win.
206-803-ROCK. Drake in Seattle, what is that one concert memory that will live with you forever?
I was at a Papa Roach concert at Showbox Market, and the lead, Jacoby, cut the music and had him turn the lights on to announce that the United States had just assassinated Osama bin Laden.
Wow.
At a concert.
Holy cow.
What a random moment at a concert.
Yeah, insane. Like, to this day, the feeling that runs through my body from the hearing that at just an insane concert was just memory I'll never forget.
I feel like that could be a whole other like conversation of like, where were you when that announcement was made? Because I remember watching wrestling. It was a pay-per-view and John Cena came out kind of just as random as Jacoby Shaddix and Papa Roach making the announcement. And John Cena just comes out and looks at the entire crowd like, wait. And he said like in the most like attempt, you know, he was the Marine in a movie. So he tried to sound as military, like he tried to use the right terms. And he's like, we just exterminated Osama bin Laden or something ridiculous like that. And of course, the whole place goes crazy. Wild. They're chanting USA. It's like, what a strange, I thought that was strange. But being at a concert when the lead singer stops everything down is also kind of an odd way.
It's a pretty major message that now is, you know, your responsibility to share with that world at the time.
And also, I mean, think of, yes, because, you know, I get my news from Papa Roach.
Of course.
And the WWE.
Of course.
Yes. And the crazy thing to think, like, how long ago was that? And he still remembers that moment, though.
Yeah, that's insane.
Someone texted and said, Foo Fighters Secret Show at the Showbox.
Oh, that was so great.
You were so drunk at that show.
I got double X'd on my hands. I got cut off. But I didn't get kicked out.
That was my wife's first time meeting Taryn Daly. And Taryn was in full tarantula mode.
Of course she was.
Well, I was trying to keep up taking shots with the boys. That's never a good idea.
No.
Which boys? The
men's
entire
room.
Bar?
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to try and beat Steve this morning? 218 wins, 66 losses, and 53 ties in 2025. Call 206-803-ROCK if you think you can beat Migs at 650.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.